In the gospel reading today, our Lord proclaims that whoever keeps the word of God is blessed. Now that is in response to this woman saying that our Blessed Lady was blessed because she bore our Lord. And indeed, obviously, she is abundantly blessed for that. When we look at what it is that happens on the natural level, there is nothing higher on the natural level than motherhood, to be able to conceive and bear and nourish a child. On the natural level, it is the single highest and greatest achievement that any human being can take part in. Now, when we move that over to our Blessed Lady and say, she gave birth to God, she carried God in her womb. So if this is the greatest thing on the natural level that any human person can do, now we move it to a supernatural reality. And we see then that what Our Lady has done is extraordinary. And yet, that does not guarantee anything. In other words, St. Paul can say women will be saved in a particular way by childbearing. That doesn't mean if you have babies that you're automatically going to heaven. We still have to live the faith. We still have to believe what it is that God has taught. And so, yes, extraordinary it is, and wonderful that women will conceive and bear children. But by itself, that is not enough. So when we look at our Blessed Lady, we see that she is more blessed in her faith than in her motherhood. And that's a pretty wonderful thing, not only for her, but for us, because we look at her motherhood, as we've already said, it's even more extraordinary than the ordinary motherhood, which is already extraordinary. And yet she is more blessed in her faith. And in case we have any question about that, because people like to say, oh, see, Jesus put his mother down. He said that she wasn't blessed because she bore him and so on. It's like, let's not be stupid. But God knew our human stupidity, so he took care of it. We are told that when Our Lady came to visit Elizabeth, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke. So inspired by the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth said, blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord. She heard the word of God and kept it. So if somebody wants to suggest that somehow our Lord is putting his mother down, which is absolutely asinine, number one, it would be a violation of the fourth commandment, and he's the one who gave the commandment. He's not going to do that. Number two, he loves his mother more than anybody else on the face of the earth. He's not going to be putting her down. But instead, what he's doing is saying, yes, this is an incredible blessing, but she's more blessed in her faith. And for those who don't bear God, whether that's every woman who has a baby, or whether that's the rest of us who can't have babies, we're more blessed actually in our faith than even in the blessing of children. So again, when we look at that, I think most couples would be able to recognize that the greatest blessing in their entire life is their children. But God is saying your faith is even greater. And it makes sense. You stop and think about it for a minute. As great as the children are, as wonderful as a gift as children are, as much as they actually help you to become saints, especially when they become teenagers, but all these things we can look at, say, but as I said earlier, that by itself isn't going to get anybody to heaven. And so it is our faith and our love that is going to get us to heaven. And so it is greater in that way because it is supernatural. Having a baby is a natural thing. Faith and charity are supernatural. And so that's why our Lord can pronounce blessed, even more blessed, those who have faith. And if those people are even more blessed than Our Lady is in her motherhood, and she is the mother of God, think about the gift of the faith and the hope and the charity that God has put into your heart. And He is saying that is even greater than Our Blessed Lady's motherhood. So it's not just a blessing for her that she had that faith and hope and charity. It's a blessing for you and me that we have that. And because it is a supernatural gift, they are the theological virtues, so they are supernatural. That's greater, not only than something on the natural level, but astoundingly, our Lord is telling us, if we have that kind of faith and charity, that's even greater than just the simple maternity of Our Lady. So again, we look at that and say, you don't have to be the mother of God in order to be able to get into heaven. But what we do have to do is have faith and have charity. That's required. And that is even greater than anything on the natural level. So we can pray for that. We can ask our Lord for the grace to truly live it. Because that's what we need. And we need to recognize that, yes, the gift that was given to Our Blessed Lady, not only is she profoundly blessed in that, but so are the rest of us. If she didn't say yes to God, we wouldn't have the Savior. Our salvation is dependent on her yes. So this was not some minor little thing, and we can say, oh, well, yeah, I guess she did this, but she had faith and charity, so that's even greater. Isn't that nice? No, what she was given was immense. And the Lord is saying the faith and the hope and the charity are even greater than that. And that is the same faith and hope and charity that He has put into your heart. That's what we need to see. This isn't just some ho-hum thing. And unfortunately, it's how we tend to look at it. It's like, yeah, well, you know, God gave me faith, hope, and charity. That's nice. No, that's not nice. That is amazing. It is profound. It is the greatest gift. And that's what He's trying to tell us. But again, it's not enough just to have it. We have to do something with it. So blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are those who believe what God has spoken. We have to have faith in order to believe. We have to have the charity in order to put it into practice. That's what it is that Our Lady did. And look at the blessing that she received because of it. The faith and charity had to be there before she could be the mother of God. The faith and the charity have to be there before we can act in a truly Christian way. So that's what God is asking of all of us. And we see the profound blessing that was given to Our Lady and to us through her. But what preceded it and what actually followed from it, with the faith and the hope and the charity, God has given those to us as well. So if we can see that, now we can say, let me listen to what the Lord has spoken. Let me believe it, and let me put it into practice.